for one. Musker hounds are always ready. One for all and one for one. Helping everybody. One for all and one for one. It's a pretty story. Sharing everything with fun. That's the way to be. One for all.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I sit at my computer and I look at multiple screens. I look at my next guest on Steel City Music, sitting on a rock, standing on a rock, looking this way from a rock, looking the other way from a rock, and I'm going, I know where this is, but I can't figure it out. On the line with me right now, it's Sean Hopkins. He has a new album out called, it's seven songs, so it has to be an LP, called Escape. Sean, thank you for taking the time out of your day to have a chat.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here, man.
Yeah. I also like to thank you for making my brain hurt trying to figure out this video that you're in, because it was on the tip of my tongue.
Red Hill Valley.
The Red Hill Valley. That's hilarious, because it's kind of like when you look at something, you're like, I know this. And I know for a fact, if this came up on Jeopardy, I would kill myself if I missed this question.
It's funny because you can actually see in some of the shots, you can kind of see some cars going by
right
there when I'm sitting on the one rock there.
It's just hilarious because you think you know something and you're just like, oh, it's going to bug me for the rest of my existence if I don't figure this out. So thank you for telling me.
No worries.
So you have a new album out. It's called Escape. I don't really know a whole lot about you. I always try to do a little bit of research on everybody, and I always figure that, you know, over the years I've come across everyone. So I was reading through your bio and it said that, you know, you started out at the age of 14. You were in alternative rock bands, everything from classic rock to modern country to jangle rock is in your in what you describe yourself as now. You were also in Christian bands, and I'm just like, I need a name of a band that you were in between 2004 and 2006 to 2010, just something for my brain to go on.
Okay, so basically, all the bands and stuff that I was in mid to late 90s, and a lot of that was Christian rock and Christian punk bands too.
Right.
So a lot of my stuff was centered right around that. Basically, from the thousands and up, basically the age of MySpace. I started doing a lot of solo stuff, not really playing too many gigs, so, you know, a gig here and a gig there.
Sure.
Mostly doing opening gigs for the rest of the guys who were in the Christian bands with me, who'd move on to other bands. So, you know, a lot of the stuff has been solo like that. And then, you know, the quote unquote death of MySpace, that was kind of me also putting guitar down, but kind of stepping away from music and focusing more on family.
Sure. Oh, so in this length of time, it's like you're in a band, it's fun for a while, and then, you know, you start doing the solo stuff. And you mentioned MySpace a couple times, the death of MySpace. Why do you make that comparison? Why is that?
I don't know. It just happened to be at around the same time.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to signify the death of MySpace as me putting the town, putting the axe down, but more or less, it just the timelines matched up.
Right.
Like our daughter was born in 2006.
Okay.
And around that time, I was still playing, still recording a little bit of stuff, but it wasn't as frequent. And then, you know, the distance in between, time lengths in between me releasing music or me playing a gig just got further and further and further away, to eventually me just, you know, the guitar is sitting on the stand in the corner, and I'm busy being a husband and a dad, and I have absolutely no regrets about that.
Right. So
yeah,
with this Escape LP that you're putting out, or that you have put out, and you have you have an event coming up as well. There's seven songs. Over the 10 years, are any of these songs written in that time period?
There's a couple that have had, you know, a verse written, you know, a few years ago, or a chorus written, you know, a couple months ago. But the one song on the album, three quarters of it was written when I was 15 or 16 years old.
No
and
way.
I had played this song over and over again through these gigs or through those gigs, but the song never, ever felt complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the past couple of months, you know, I just started playing that riff over and over again. I'm like, you know what? What if I change this riff a little bit? And then the entire song just came together. I wrote an extra two verses for it. Basically, the structure of the song before, Dear Pennsylvania is the song. The structure of it before, it was a verse, a pre-chorus, chorus, and then I sang the pre-chorus again, and then there's a bit of a instrumental bridge, and then I would just awkwardly end the song. It was a good song, but it was an awkward song.
It was
I was 15 or 16 when I wrote the thing. So, but now, you know, it's fantastic.
Right. So it's called Dear Pennsylvania. What are the lyrics about? I mean, because I don't really ask a lot of questions about lyrics sometimes, just because, I mean, every response is different with every artist. It's just like, well, the lyrics don't mean anything. They just kind of fit with the music. But when you say a 15-year-old writes a song, and there's lyrics, do the lyrics still mean the same to you now as they did when you were 15?
They absolutely do. I just kind of, I tried to channel back to, you know, the person that I was at that time. And what would I have written then if I had my knowledge now?
Mm-hmm.
And basically what the song is about, it kind of goes with the entire album too. A lot of it is about mental health and addiction and you know, personal toxicity and stuff like that. This song in particular, Dear Pennsylvania, is about a toxic one-sided relationship. Having a crush or having an infatuation so bad, so deep that you would follow somebody around and
right.
they just don't know who you are.
Right.
But you have this imaginary relationship in your head, and it's affecting every aspect of your life.
Dear Pennsylvania, I see you under the lights of Broadway. You reach down, touch my hand, then you exit the stage. Pennsylvania breaks down. Pennsylvania cries, and I run out, 'cause I don't wanna be alone. Dear Pennsylvania, I hear life on the road is wearing you thin. Miss your hometown, miss your family, don't know where you fit in. Pennsylvania breaks down. Pennsylvania cries, and I run out, 'cause I don't wanna be. Sun is setting on Broadway. Last day, last show, last curtain call, and last to leave the stage. Pennsylvania heads home to the Pennsylvania skies, and I'm a million miles away. Pennsylvania's not alone. Pennsylvania, watch me leave it, it's over. Pennsylvania, yeah, it's over. Goodbye, Pennsylvania, watch me leave it, it's over. Pennsylvania, yeah, it's over.
Tell me about Take My Breath. What's that song about?
Take My Breath Away is about my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice thing to do. Yeah. Everyone likes to be written about, I guess, in a nice way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've been together for actually literally just past the end of May, 20 years. So happy anniversary, Annie. But the candy coating in our relationship has not worn off. We still hold hands. We still call each other cute names. To a lot of people, it's really sickening. But you know, this is who I am. This is who we are.
And that's it. And the lyrics are just all about her.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you know, it's you know, 20 years have passed, and it really doesn't feel like it. Not one bit. You know, it's still cute. You know, we get reminders every day, you know, how long we've been together, but it just feels right. I mean, she's my best friend.
Right, right.
You know, she's everything to me, so.
That's kind of a lot of pressure to write a song like that. Or did it just come easy to you?
You know what? It came easy, but writing the right hook, the words were there, the chords were there, finding the melody that would do the song justice was the only difficult part.
Yeah, that to me, on my end, when I hear something like that, it's just like, if this is going to be about my wife, I have to make sure that it's absolutely, you know, the perfect song, or I could never let her hear it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, even if it was the worst song in the world, as long as it puts a smile on her face, it's the perfect song. So still not breathing. It takes a lifetime just to sink in. And if this ship goes down, I'll go down with it just to be with you. Just don't tell me.
Take my breath away. All right, so tell me about the track Refrain from Velocity. What is that about?
Okay, so the track started with just the name, Refrain from Velocity. I had released a 5 or 6 song EP in the very early thousands, and it was all recorded on a little Zoom 4-track recorder. The EQ was terrible on it. The mix was terrible on it. Everything about it was terrible. But the album, the EP, was called Refrain from Velocity. Those three words have always stuck in my head. So this song came from that, and I was trying to fit lyrics around that, and I was stuck in this mindset of, you know, the world keeps forward, and we cannot stop that. But we get stuck in this funk of productivity. There's just so much progress that we forget to step back and almost be children. But look at the forest, the trees. You know, just go have fun and, you know, refrain from velocity. And that's really where that came from.
So it basically, the message is take a breath. Don't move so fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a breath, you know, go camping, go swing on the swings with your kid. Go have fun.
Something there, I just don't know what it is. Brings me back to those days. Takes me back to when we were kids, when we had something to say. 10 years old, trading baseball cards, spending days at the park. Only thing to worry about is being known before dark. In our hand, let's make this one good. We're all kings and queens in this land, treating like we should. Hey, my people, just listen up, yeah, yeah. We've got something to say. There's a beast and it's heading right for us. A beast and we're gonna slay. Ooh, take me back there in my mind. Oh, take me back there to that time. We wound up too tight. The clock's on the wall, moving way too fast for me. If we slow down, we just might take our time and refrain from velocity. Don't ever lose sight. Don't ever back down. Just stand up and fight for everything we need right now.
All right, can you tell us about the track Running Away? What's that about?
Running Away. That is a... that's a song about... it's really hard to say. It's a song about... You're trying to find this escape from whatever it is you're facing, some mental challenge. It doesn't matter what it is. It's different for everybody. And there's one person that's keeping you together, and you don't see that, but eventually you do realize that, and you're running away from running away, basically. It's really hard to explain without citing the lyrics, but you're just running away from running away. So basically, you're just running back. You're coming back to that one person, to that one thing that's keeping you grounded.
Are these, aside from the song about your wife, are these any of these songs reflective of past relationships that you've had with people?
No. Nothing is about past relationships. I mean,
I'm not talking about like boyfriend girlfriend relationships. I'm, you know, brother, sister, friends, you know, parents.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the songs would be, kind of reflective on self experiences, whether it be, Take My Breath Away about my wife, or some of the songs maybe about a little bit reflecting on my own mental health as well.
Sure.
But I try to speak vaguely enough that it would hopefully help somebody else.
Okay. Oh, so you're speaking in vague terms for people to interpret something to get out of it, but without being too specific, is what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. I don't like writing songs too much that are, super specific. You know, it's about one topic. I want you to listen to the song. I want you to figure out what it means to you. And like I said, I want you to get something out of it.
Standing on the corner, waiting for my fate, pouring rain and quarter past midnight, reflecting my mistakes. A train leaves at 8 a.m., a destination unknown. Staring down at my ticket punched, I'm ready to go. Do you ever feel jaded, ready to give in? Do you ever feel some more? Please don't stop me, I'm running away. Well, someday maybe I'll get back to you. Serendipitous, here to stay. I'm running away from running away. There's a darkness inside of me, I know I can't escape. Pin me down and knock me out, accepting what I've made. I know I've got choices and only one way out. I'll keep fighting these demons, they can't keep me down. Do you ever feel jaded, ready to give in? Do you ever feel some more? When the lights burn out and I'm too far gone, I need someone to guide the path I'm on.
Tell us about the song "Save Me."
Save Me. That's another song about addiction and mental health and stuff like that. And it was a very last minute song. It's a song about knowing that you have created this path of destruction, and you're just leaving a trail of nothing but debris behind you, and you're just crying out, you know, save me. I do need help. I recognize that I need help.
Well, I've come so far along that I can walk without a crutch. When I trip and fall, it's hard to find my way back up. Sing to me lullaby so I can sleep this whole thing off. Leave my faults forgotten in this nightmare I have caused. Deliver me in silence, won't you shower me with grace? Where I find my solace is now where I find my strength. Believe me when I tell you I can do this on my own. But baby, just remember I can't do this on my own. Save me. Angels try to guide me through the towers of the heartaches I have made. Save me. Hold me close and tell me stories. Whisper to me everything's okay. Everything's okay. Upwards on this hill out in the rain. It's hard to keep my balance and it's driving me insane. Tell me that I'm broken, I'll deny your every word. For a solitary moment I am heard. Save me. Angels try to guide me through the towers of the heartaches I whisper to me everything is okay. Everything is okay.
Tell us about the track "I Need You."
I Need You is it's really taking me a second here. I'm just trying to figure out a way to explain I need you. Okay. I Need You is a song about, it is straight up right about addiction. I need you like a moth needs a flame. You're drawn to that destructive power of a drug, of whatever it is, you're addicted to. And again, the subject in the song eventually realizes that, hey, this is not what I need. I need you. I need you to hold me. I need you to help me get better. You know, that's really what that's about. Whether it's, you know, a loved one or a friend or a counselor, but it's just about recognizing that where you are, you hit rock bottom and you do need help.
I see it coming through heavy fog and rain. The storm clouds are coming. Keep searching.
Is what
Okay, so we have 7 tracks in total, and the single is a song called Hope.
Yep.
That's your lead off one with the video. But what we haven't actually discussed yet is the making of the album. These are all songs and ideas that you said, you know, from the age of 14, 15, that sort of thing, where you're a certain lyric becomes an album, the thoughts of a 15-year-old. And you've told us that there's themes of mental illness, there's themes of addiction, there's themes of taking a breath and stepping back a little bit and just looking and trying to make yourself feel better and needing help. You've done all of those things in the writing of this. What was the process of picking all of these songs, and where did you record it?
Okay, so the process of picking the songs, like I said, some of the lyrics were kind of pieced together over the past number of months. Pardon me. And but majority of So the process of writing the album, some of the lyrics were pieced together over the past number of years, past number of months. However, majority of the album was written in the past 2 months. After having the guitar put down for so long, I got this sudden spur of energy, this sudden inspiration, and I just kept writing. I pulled out some of these old lyrics, and you know, I pieced them all together, and everything just came together. Now the process of recording, that was interesting. I've never recorded like this. Recording remotely through a pandemic, you know, I was never in the same room as you know, my producer, Mark, a really good buddy of mine who really made the album sound like magic. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Mark. But anyways, we were both using 2 completely different DAWs. So you know, I'd record all my stuff here in my home, and then I'd put it into a Google Drive where he would take the tracks and do what he needs to do with them, you know, and we'd be going back and forth, which really made the recording process a lot longer than it really needed to be. But I mean, this is the life that we're living in right now.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
You know, we may do with it.
Yeah, the whole pivoting and learning how to redo something has been that way for everyone due to this pandemic. On Friday, June 18th, you're having an album release listening party for Escape. Tell us about that.
I'm going to sit with my wife, and I'm going to sit remotely with Mark, the producer on the album, and his wife. And we're going to talk about basically, you know, kind of what we're talking about right now, the recording process, and, you know, some of what, you know, each song is about, and, you know, how the songs have affected me, and just sit down, have some coffee and talk and listen to the album. Hey, what's going on? This is Sean Hopkins. This is a song called Hope. Check out my music on my website, www.seanhopkinsmusic.com. Also check out the video for a song called Hope on YouTube if you can.
Look on the horizon and tell me, what do you see? Do you see a future? Do you see misery? Taking this sunrise, it's a brand new day, it's a new dawn. Will you fight for freedom? Will you fight just to belong? Look on the front line and tell me what you see. See flawed healthcare. Look in the mirror and tell me, what do you see? Do you see a person? Do you see misery?
be filled with chatter. Now illuminated by flames, instead of what really matters. It's a big world, plenty of room to rise above. I don't care the color of your skin, the person that you are, just love who you love. And I don't know how, but you rescued me. It's a bittersweet agony to hold. Time is supposed to heal, but we're still trying. One thing we all need is hope. And I don't know how, but you rescued me.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
When you walk into a club and you see a band that blows you away, you are going to follow that band. You're going to either buy their CD, or you're going to find them online, or you're going to see them the next time they come to play. You don't have to stand in line at the song contest on TV to become a f***ing popular musician.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
silence. Lovers unfold and age by quotes in our cage, echoing red cross fields and timelines. If I
folks, it's Gunnar here. You're listening to Steel City Music. My next guest is James Alphonse, someone who I thought I met, but I guess I didn't met, but I talked about, but I played your music before in 2020 of December, because Dave Rave had a Christmas concert going down at the Casbah, and you were on it, and I was like, who's on the bill? And Raver just talks. Like, Raver will talk about everything and everything all at once, and it's like, well, gee, Dave, I asked you 45 minutes ago who James Alphonse was, and he's like, oh, governor, that's my cousin. I'm like, okay.
Sounds like Dave. He can't even catch up to his own language sometimes.
I know. And he's like, but that's it's so infectious when you're talking to him, because he's telling stories, he's talking about this and everything. You're just like, uh-huh, yeah, but that's not what I asked you, but that was a great story. Let's get back to James Alphonse. So it's funny, and I remember playing your music back then. And that's when I was doing a live show up at the Hawk, and I liked the music. And for some reason, I thought you and I had already met in chat, but I guess we just never did.
Yeah, you know what? Like, that's kind of one of the nice things about the Hamilton music scene as well, is I feel like we do bump into each other a lot here, and you do meet so many different people all the time, and it's just such a vibrant community when, you know, COVID isn't happening, of course. But you just, you know, you bump into people and say, oh, I've actually talked to that person, and it's a wonderful, beautiful thing, and it sometimes leads to forgetting who we've met.
Right, absolutely. And I also, but you've also been a part of the Hamilton music scene for a very long time, around 10 years now.
Yeah,
isn't it around that?
Yeah.
You were graduated of a high school here in Hamilton, so you're, I figure you're born and raised here, but you